Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is now suspended from office as he awaits an impeachment trial. On Saturday, the Republican-controlled Texas House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to impeach the conservative firebrand on 20 counts of bribery and other illegal activities with a political donor. A top Republican said Paxton put his own interests above those of his staff and the state of Texas. Paxton calls it a political sham. Joining us now is Sergio Martinez Beltran, Texas Capitol reporter for the Texas Newsroom. Hey, Sergio.
Hi, Deepa.
So remind us how Ken Paxton has become known as a political figure on the national scene.
Right. So Ken Paxton first won the Texas Attorney General's office about a decade ago, and he has been reelected twice since then. And he's very conservative and super popular with Republican voters, in part because he stood by former President Donald Trump. Paxton is a prominent election denier. In fact, he led a group of lawyers in trying to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. And besides that, Paxton is known for suing the Obama and Biden administrations over federal spending, medication abortion, and immigration. It's also important to note that Paxton has had other legal issues besides this impeachment. He was indicted on securities fraud in 2015 and has yet to face a trial. He's also facing a different federal investigation.
Okay. And so tell us what he's accused of doing in this impeachment.
Right. So there are 20 articles of impeachment, and they include constitutional bribery, abuse of official capacity, misuse of official information, and even retaliation against former employees. Most of those allegations are related to Paxton's relationship with a political donor. According to House investigators, Paxton committed illegal acts in order to try and protect this donor. He even tried to use his office to intervene in an FBI investigation into the donor. Now, I think it's important to mention why we're here, Deepa. The whole reason the Texas House investigated Paxton is because his office asked the Texas legislature for $3.3 million for a settlement. Mm-hmm. That money would go to four of his former employees who were fired in 2020 after making accusations about Paxton's alleged misdeeds related to that political donor.
So he kind of made the bed that he's about to sleep in. Some lawmakers say he tried to pressure them into voting no on impeachment. How do Republican lawmakers in Texas view him right now?
Well, the reality is that Paxton is beloved by Republican voters here. You know, they have reelected him after many of these allegations had been made public. Now, in the Texas legislature, though, we've seen some of his supporters back away. Some of the most conservative members in the Texas House voted to impeach. They said there was enough evidence for a trial and that they hope this gives both sides the chance to present the evidence. We heard from one Republican member, as you mentioned, that he said that members of the House had received phone calls from Attorney General Ken Paxton threatening them with political consequences in the next election if they were to vote to impeach. What's interesting, though, is that many people who voted against impeachment, so those who stood by Paxton, didn't defend the attorney general. They just said they had concerns with the process. They said it was rushed. But again, they didn't defend him necessarily, which I think it's telling.
That's very telling. Now, the next step is a trial in the Senate. It's interesting there, too, Sergio, because Paxton's wife is a state senator. He helped elect her. She's a close political advisor to her husband. Is that raising some issues there? Will she actually be part of the trial?
That's a great question. You know, there's a lot of dynamics at play here. But yes, the big one is the fact that Angela Paxton, Ken Paxton's wife, is a state senator. And under the Texas Constitution, all senators are required to be in attendance. So she'll have to show up to the trial. Now, it's unclear if she will recuse herself. This situation has never happened before. In fact, reporters have been trying to talk to her, and she's been using the back hallways of the Texas Capitol. So we have not even had a chance to ask her directly, what she thinks she should do. We've also haven't heard from the leader of the Senate, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, about what he thinks Paxton should do. Now, also, we don't have a date for a trial. In fact, today is very busy in the Texas legislature because it's the last day for the Texas legislative session. We know that the trial can happen even after they adjourn. But what we're expecting is that House members will be selected to present a case in front of the Senate. The Senate will conduct a trial. Senators will have to decide then on whether to convict Paxton. The threshold is higher there.
Okay.
It's a two-third vote needed to convict. So a lot of things can happen between now and then. And we also know that the relationship that Senator Angela Paxton has with her colleagues also plays a role in this decision for the Senate to convict or not.
And we will keep following this. Sergio Martinez Beltran is the Texas Capitol reporter for the Texas Newsroom. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.